Hello everyone on Audio Boo Land, Audio Mode Day 13. Welcome back to Pagan Insights. I thought I would come in here and do my post for the series while I have the time right now. I want to talk about resources for people who are interested in paganism. Maybe if you are blind or visually impaired and you don't know where to look for those kinds of things. I have found that Bookshare is a great resource for this. Bookshare has stuff. Bard has a couple of things. I know Bard has The Triumph of the Moon and some other stuff, NLS Bard. But if you are not an NLS person or you really don't use either one of those, there's also Amazon. If you are partially sighted or sighted in general, you could look at Amazon.com as great stuff. They have ebooks, there's Kindle, both the app and the other versions. The actual device. There are also online resources that are really good. Real Pagan, I believe it's .net, if I recall. The Witch's Voice or witchvox.com, the Paganism and Wicca website on about.com as well are really good resources. Let's see, what else? Rootsofritual.net is good if you want to know about, you know, why things are done in ritual and how they're done and all that. Also for other different things as well. Let's see, books, if you want general paganism stuff, especially on history, The Triumph of the Moon is recommended. I haven't read it yet, mostly because it's a really long read and a lot of information by Ronald Hutton, is the author. Let's see, there's The Truth About Witchcraft Today by Scott Cunningham, there's, also, if you are interested in Wicca-related stuff, Wicca, A Guide for the Solitary Practitioner, and the sequel, Living Wicca, are both good books. And the book I'm currently reading now is also really good. If you're really into building a daily practice, and if you are interested in, creating your own type of tradition, and it's more eclectic or what have you, The Circle Within is really good. The Circle Within by Diane Sylvan. And one of my favorite resources for books as far as ritual goes is The Elements of Ritual by Deborah Lipp. Amazing book. I cannot recommend that book highly enough. Let's see. Paganism, general paganism. Books. I have one book that I haven't gotten a chance to read, and I really don't like recommending books that I haven't gotten a chance to read yet, but if you want to check it out, you can. Oh! There is one book that I have sampled on Kindle that I really want to get a hold of. It is called Paganism, An Introduction to Earth-Centered Religions, if I recall, by Joyson River Hickenbogham. I don't know how to pronounce that, I'm sorry. But it's Paganism and a book, or an Introduction to Earth-Centered Religions, or something to that effect. Really good book from what I read of it. I really want to get a copy of it because it seems like it has a really good overview of, things. Not just, like, certain paths, but, like, Druidry, Asatru, or Wicca. I know it went over Druidry, and I know it went over Wicca, and I know it went over a couple other things. Let's see, what's one other book that I could think of? I know a book that I read, I think it was a year ago or a year before, or maybe in 2013, I don't remember. But it is called When Someone You Love is a Wiccan. So if you are a Wiccan and you want a book to show to family or anything like that, and also this applies to the paganism book, and Introduction to Earth-Centered Religions, and The Truth About Witchcraft Today, that is a good book. Those are all good books for that, if you want people to get interested. But When Someone You Love is Wiccan is a book about, a question and answer format of what it means to be you know, like some of the misconceptions, like sacrifice and Satan worship or devil worship and so forth. Another final book that I just thought of was a book entitled, oh good gods, I just had it 2 seconds ago and now I lost it. Great. I just remembered. The book is called Out of the Broom Closet, 50 Stories of... I don't know the entire title, but I know it's called Out of the Broom Closet. And it just is an anthology of several people's surveys on how they found their particular path of paganism. Whether that be druidry, or eclectic pagan, techno-pagan, Wiccan, witchcraft, or... you know, a witch, or whatever your path is. So that is a list of some of my resources that I would recommend for people. If you have any questions, comments, or anything else, feel free to message me or anybody else on their paths, and maybe they have other resources. Because I'm not a druid, and I'm not... a satcha or anything like that, so I don't know anything about that. But anyhow, so many blessings, everyone, and have a great day.